welcome on to NBA Recap. Today is Friday, March 18th, and we just had one game on in the NBA last night, so let's get right into it. It was the two bottom teams in the Eastern Conference. In Orlando, the Magic took on the Pistons, and thanks to an offensive explosion from Sadiq Bey, the Pistons handily defeated the Magic 134-120. So we will break down that game in just a moment. But first, if you'd like to follow the show on social, we're at NBA Recap Pod, or you can just search YouTube or smart speakers for NBA Recap Podcast. And if you enjoy the show, consider subscribing or leaving a review. It really helps get the word out. All right, so our only game today in Orlando, the Pistons defeating the Magic 134-120 thanks to Sadiq Bey's 51 points. Obviously a career high for Bey. He is one of many players over the past couple of weeks to score at least 50 points. This has been an offensive explosion in the NBA over the past couple of weeks and months. According to Ben Taylor of Thinking Basketball, March of 2022 is the highest offensive rating as a collective for the NBA in its entire history. That is remarkable. And unsurprisingly, February was the highest prior to that. So this is truly uncharted territory that we are in offensively with the NBA, and Sadiq Bey's 51-point performance is an example of that. He was incredible in this game. 17 of 27 from the field, 10 of 14 from the three-point line, and 7 of 10 from the free throw line. He was getting anything he wanted. He was plus 11 on the night, and so really good performance here for the sophomore, Sadiq Bey, with no Cade Cunningham and no Jeremy Grant. He really stepped up and carried the team offensively. And then the Pistons also got 16 points from Isaiah Stewart, the other sophomore, the big man, and 20 points from their recent acquisition, Marvin Bagley, and he actually had a double-double, 11 rebounds as well. Whereas the Magic were led by their rookie, Franz Wagner. He had 26 points in 31 minutes. He was very efficient, 10 of 15 from the field. He had 2 3-pointers. And then they also got 17 points off the bench from the veteran Terrence Ross, and 16 points in the starting lineup from Franz's brother, Mo Wagner. Both Wagners were in the starting lineup as there was no Wendell Carter for the Magic in this game. So Jamal Mosley holding steadfast to that two big lineup inserted Mo Wagner alongside Mo Bamba. So we had two Wagners, two Mo's, but unfortunately for the Magic, it was not nearly enough to contend with the ridiculous offensive explosion from Sadiq Bey. Overall, as a team, the Magic were 48% from the field and 36% from three, so that's not terrible, but the Pistons were 50% from the field, 46% from three, and they were very tidy with the ball as well. They only had 9 turnovers, whereas the Magic had 14, so a really good win here for Detroit in Orlando. Good, relatively speaking, that is, because obviously both of these teams are tanking and want to get the highest pick in the draft that they can, and so this win is actually good in that regard for the Magic. And in terms of the actual flow of the game, it was really the second quarter when the Pistons started to pull away. They outscored the Magic 36-23 in the second, so by the end of the first half, it was already a double-digit lead for the Pistons, and then they kept the pressure on in the second half. They were basically able to sustain that double-digit lead throughout the third and fourth quarters, despite the Magic's best efforts. They got it to within a handful at the end of the third quarter. Franz Wagner scored 5 consecutive points. He hit a 3-pointer and then a layup off of a Markel Fultz assist with about 3.5 minutes to go, and that actually cut the deficit all the way to 6. It was 86-92 at that point, but then the Pistons were able to reestablish that lead in the fourth quarter, and they pretty much cruised to victory. The Magic were never really able to make any headway there in the fourth. And so a really good win here, as I mentioned, for the Pistons takes them to 19-51. So that is, of course, second to last in the Eastern Conference. They are now 1.5 games up on the Magic in last, and they've got a negative 8.5 point differential, though that is still worst in the conference. It's second worst in the entire NBA, better than just the Houston Rockets in the West. And the Pistons are 5-5 in their last 10 games. That's pretty respectable. They are now 4 games behind the Indiana Pacers in 13th. And as for the Magic, they are, of course, in last in the East. This loss takes them to 18-53. So they have the second worst record in the NBA at this point. They are ahead of also just the Houston Rockets. The Magic have the third worst point differential in the league at negative 8.0, but there's clearly a bottom four with the Pistons and Magic in the East and then the Rockets and Thunder in the West. The Magic are on a 3-game losing streak and they're 4-6 in their last 10 games. All right, so moving on to the box score, and the Pistons were led, of course, by Sadiq Bey, the sophomore. His career high, 51 points in 39 minutes. He was 17 of 27 from the field, 10 of 14 from beyond the arc, and 7 of 10 from the free throw line. He also had 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals as well. And he was plus 11 in the plus minus. That was by far the starter's high. So really incredible stuff here for Bay. Apparently he is the first rookie taken outside of the top 16 in the draft to score at least 50 points in one of his first 2 seasons, which is a bit of a cherry-picked stat. But nonetheless, it just goes to show how incredible he has been considering his spot that he was taken in the draft. And then they also got a double-double from Marvin Bagley, the recent acquisition from the Sacramento Kings, the number 2 pick in the draft from 2 years ago. He was 7 of 15 from the field. He had 2 three-pointers, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Although that being said, he was 4 of 10 from the free throw line. And then they got 16 and 10 from Isaiah Stewart, the big man. He was 7 of 10 from the field in 30 minutes, and he had 1 assist, 1 steal. 13 points for Corey Joseph, the veteran point guard. He was 4 of 12 from the field in 31 minutes, but he had 3 threes, 4 rebounds, 7 assists. And the third sophomore, Killian Hayes, rounding out the starting lineup. He only played 11 minutes before going out of this game. He did not score at all in that time. He just had 5 assists. And off the bench for the Pistons, they got 12 points from the fourth sophomore, Saben Lee, in 21 minutes. He was 4 of 7 from the field. He had 7 assists, 1 rebound, 3 steals. And then they got 9 points from the veteran big man, Kelly Olynyk, in 19 minutes. He had 2 three-pointers, 2 assists, 3 rebounds, 1 steal, and 1 block. 5 points for Isaiah Livers in 20 minutes. 2 points for Jamorco Pickett. He was actually the team high in plus-minus, plus 17 in his 18 minutes. And Rodney Magruder, rounding out the bench for the Pistons, had 6 points in 20 minutes. As I said, the Pistons were without Cade Cunningham and Jeremy Grant, and Hamidou Diallo was also not available in this game. As for the Magic, they were led, as I mentioned, by Franz Wagner, the rookie. He had 26 points in 31 minutes. He has been fantastic, exceeding expectations. He has arguably only been the fourth best rookie after, of course, Evan Mobley, Scottie Barnes, and Cade Cunningham, but that is no knock against him because those three players have been fantastic this season, and this has just been a loaded draft class. But Wagner was 10 of 15 from the field, 2 of 3 from beyond the arc. He had 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 block. And then they got a double-double from Mo Bamba with no Wendell Carter. He was the main big man in the starting lineup. In 25 minutes, he had 10 points, 12 rebounds. He was 4 of 8 from the field. He had 2 assists, 1 block, although he was negative 14 in the plus minus. That was the team low. They got 16 points from Franz's brother Mo. He was 7 of 12 from the field in 29 minutes. He had 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. 12 points for Cole Anthony, the sophomore point guard. In 33 minutes, he was 4 of 15 from the field, so not the most efficient game for Anthony. He had 2 three-pointers, 5 rebounds, 7 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block, though. And 8 points for RJ Hampton, rounding out the starting lineup. He was also not very efficient, 3 of 11 from the field. He had 2 rebounds, 3 assists. And off the bench for the Magic, they got 17 points from the veteran Terrence Ross. In 23 minutes, he was 6 of 12 from the field. He had 2 threes, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. 11 points for Markelle Fultz. In 18 minutes, he was 5 of 11 from the field. And he had 5 rebounds, 5 assists, although he did have 6 turnovers. 7 points for Admiral Schofield and Ignas Brazdeikis. And Robin Lopez, rounding out the bench for the Magic, had 6 points. All right, and with just the one game on in the NBA last night, that will do it for our box score breakdown. So we can now move on to fantasy, the standout and surprising fantasy lines of the night. And normally we like to spread the love around a little bit, pick one player for each award, but I think it's pretty obvious who both of those awards are going to go to. It's got to be Sadiq Bey. But just to run through some of the options, because there were some pretty good lines from that line. Franz Wagner, the rookie, he had 26 points on 10 of 15 shooting. Isaiah Stewart had 16 points and 10 rebounds on 7 of 10 shooting. And then you also got 20 and 11 from Marvin Bagley. Mo Bamba with the double-double as well, 10 and 12. But ultimately, it had to be Bey. He had 51 points, a career high, in 39 minutes. He was 17 of 27 from the field, 7 of 10 from the free throw line, but 10 of 14 from 3. That is remarkable. And he also chipped in with 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, and only 1 turnover. Now, he didn't have any blocks, but nonetheless, an incredible performance from Bey. The 10 three-pointers is just fantastic. This was clearly his best game of his career thus far, and he has really shown a lot in his sophomore season here alongside Cade Cunningham. They've got a really solid core of wing players now going forwards with Bey, Cunningham, and then they've got a couple of other guys that can fit in perhaps off the bench as well. So good stuff for Bey. He is your standout and surprising line of the night. So with that, we can now move on to our preview for tonight. Friday, March the 18th, and once again, we have 12 games on in the NBA tonight. So starting off in Philadelphia, the 76ers are taking on the Dallas Mavericks. That's a big game, and the Sixers are favorites. They are -2. In Brooklyn, the Nets are taking on the Portland Trailblazers, and the Nets are huge favorites, -14.5. In Toronto, the Raptors take on the LA Lakers, and the Raps are -9. In Atlanta, the Hawks are taking on the Memphis Grizzlies, and the Grizz are -5. In New York, the Knicks face the Washington Wizards, and the Knicks are -6. In Cleveland, the Cavaliers take on the Denver Nuggets, and the Nuggets are -2.5. In Miami, the Heat are taking on the Oklahoma City Thunder, and the Heat are huge favorites, -15.5. In Houston, the Rockets take on the Indiana Pacers, and the Pacers are -3.5. In San Antonio, the Spurs face the New Orleans Pelicans, and the Spurs are -3. In Utah, the Jazz take on the LA Clippers, and the Jazz are -6. In Sacramento, the Kings are taking on the Boston Celtics, and the Celtics are -10. And finally, in Phoenix, the Suns take on the Chicago Bulls, and the Suns are -5. All right, so as usual, some interesting lines in the NBA tonight. A couple of blowouts projected by Vegas. The Heat, 16.5-point favorites over the Thunder. That is, well, that sounds about right, frankly. And then the other one is the Nets, -14.5 versus the Trailblazers. Now, that is a pretty healthy line for a Kyrie Irving-less Brooklyn Nets team, but I think it's more to do with the opponent, the Portland Trailblazers. Everybody knows they're basically putting out a G League team at this point, so I ultimately don't think I'm going to go with either one of those for our best bet. Also interesting to see the Lakers 9-point underdogs in Toronto. I was also a bit intrigued to see the Suns, only 5-point favorites at home versus the Bulls, because the Bulls have been pretty unremarkable recently. And then the Celtics, -10 in Sacramento, that one's a bit interesting to me as well. I think the Celtics should probably be favored by a little bit more than 10, but nonetheless, going to stay away from that one. I was ultimately the most tempted by the Utah Jazz, -6 at home versus the Clippers, just because I think this is exactly the type of game that the Jazz specialize in, these sort of mid-tier teams coming to Utah and just getting smacked around by the Jazz. So I think they can probably win this game comfortably. But that being said, the Clippers are always plucky and up for a big game, especially against a Western Conference rival like the Jazz. So I'm ultimately going to stay away from that one as well. We've just got one best bet for today in the end. It's going to be the Dallas Mavericks once again against a top-tier Eastern Conference team. They just beat the spread in their last game against the Celtics. Granted, it did take a Spencer Dinwiddie buzzer beater, but they were still really close. And the Celtics, frankly, at this point, are playing a little bit better, I would say, than the Philadelphia 76ers. So the fact that they are actually bigger underdogs in Philadelphia here two nights later, I'm going to pretty comfortably take the Mavericks to, at the very least, keep it close. They've been playing extremely well recently. They're on a 3-game winning streak, and they're 8-2 in their last 10 games, whereas the 76ers are 7-3 in their last 10, but they've just got a +1.9 point differential. So I do have faith that the Mavs can, like I said, at the very least keep it close, if not actually win this game. So that'll be our only best bet for today, the Mavs +2.5 in Philadelphia, and that will do it. So thank you so much for tuning in. If you'd like to follow the show on social, we are at NBA Recap Pod, or you can just search YouTube or smart speakers for NBA Recap Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing or leaving a review, and we'll be back tomorrow to recap all 12 of those games and to preview the action for Saturday, March the 19th. So until then, thanks for tuning in.